John Duvall on the piano. John plays concerts and special occasions, and he composes, but right now, John is playing Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust on the piano, setting the tone for the Red Stag's twice-monthly piano bar. Singers come in with their songs, John always seems to know how to play them, and off everybody goes into a three-hour-long exploration of the great American songbook. Singers come for different reasons. For Valerie Kaler, family is part of the inspiration.
I used to play piano for my dad, and he would sing. We'd work our way through the Reader's Digest songbook. And so I got to know all of those songs.
Why come to the piano bar and sing them?
This has become sort of a second family. There's a crowd of, a small crowd of regulars. And it's a very supportive group, and people are kind and funny, and we just enjoy each other.
Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But then that half pint imitation put me on the bling. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot. God knows I'm not sweet 17.
Emily Kaler. And Emily, you're best known as a cellist, but to you, singing is obviously more than a recreational activity. You choose well-crafted songs with complicated melodies that run over studied chord progressions, and you pull it off in a great way. What does singing do for you?
When I'm singing, I feel like I'm inhabiting the music. I feel like that is the place where I'm most comfortable, where I'm most myself, where I am most connected to the vehicle of music making.
I bet it helps to have John Duvall as the piano player.
The draw is John Duvall, who knows every song and every key and can follow you. You know, when you get lost, you drop, oh, I dropped half of that verse. He'll just find me where I am and pick it right up. Or he'll change keys in the middle of a song. He'll say, oh, that's too high for you. And then he'll lower it. And he can do basically everything.
We've got John Duvall right here. And John, how did you learn in your musical training to work a piano bar?
The guy that taught me to play told me the best thing I could do was learn as many songs as I could. And then I really didn't know it until I could play it in at least three different keys. And he said, if I can play it in three, I better darn well play it in all 12 keys, which is great for piano bar because everybody has a different range with their voice and you end up having to transpose something that's normally in E flat. Well, they're not comfortable and maybe A flat or B flat or G is even a better key. So it's about trying to accompany the singer and make them comfortable and sound the best they can. And it's fun. It's a challenge for me, too. So,
I would think so. I mean, that's a skill that many of the singers who come to the Red Stag remark upon, is that you just play the song, you find their key, and if they miss half of a verse, you follow them. How do you develop that skill?
Well, I don't know. It's just something I think anybody, if you do it long enough, you kind of learn how it goes. And you can kind of hear where they're going. So, yeah, I guess there's a lot of listening involved. But once you play for someone, you can kind of get a feel for their range. And then when they want to do a new song, you already kind of have a head start on what might be a good key for them to sing in.
Thanks, John. Another singer coming with regularity to the Red Stag Piano Bar is Tony.
I've been singing my entire life as a kid, and recently I joined TC Can, and that's a cabaret here in the Twin Cities. So I sing around the town, like Nye's, here, many other places.
So this is sort of training for you.
It is. It's training, and it's a good place to do it when you go around town because you're basically performing in front of an audience like you would anywhere else. So where else could you do that?
Oh, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thanks.
When you're singing at the Red Stag, it's performance, but you're also monitoring your performance. How did you enjoy your own Georgia on My Mind tonight?
I sang that song a few times, but I look at when I'm singing, I look at the audience, and if they're not engaging with me and they're not looking, and you can tell when they're not, then I try to change what I'm doing vocally. And so that's kind of how I judge the audience. And today, you know, it seemed like it was coming off okay compared to some other times.
Thanks, Tony. Now, John, many of the songs the singers come to the piano bar with are close to 100 years old. What's the reason for the continued popularity of these great American songbook pieces?
This music has been so thoroughly sifted through, and the best of the best is what we have to work with. And it's challenging, but it's also very rich. And we play some of the newer ones too, but I think the people that come to this piano bar are drawn more towards the standards, which I kind of prefer myself.
The Red Stag Supper Club Piano Bar is held 9 till midnight, first and third Mondays of each month. The Red Stag's web address is redstagsupperclub.com. John Duvall's website is johndevaal.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.